Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Be the change you want to see in the world, said Mahatma Gandhi. I've read that every 7 years, we in fact embody change. Our cells have gone through a process of regeneration, and we are physically entirely new beings. We change whether we like to or not. That said, I believe every one of us has likely spent a significant amount of time on trying to reshape, refine, and essentially change parts of ourselves we are looking to improve. Many of us think a great deal about how to change, how to evolve, how to be better, more awake. We look to gurus, speakers, and authors for answers. We get lured by clickbait, promising to teach us the secret to how to make more money. We follow a link that tells us to answer 5 questions that will get us to eat kale instead of spaghetti. And we don't realize that in doing so, we are just procrastinating from engaging in the work, the kind of soul-searching that we need to do to make meaningful change. We read about other people's experience of transformation and effectively resist our own path to change. We avoid doing the internal work, which is much harder and much more personal. It requires that we unplug, focus inward, and are attentive. It requires that we are honest about some of our more unhealthy desires and behaviors. On the one hand, we want to be good people and take the necessary steps we need to fulfill our potential. But on the other hand, we all have desires that pull us away from being our best selves at times. Our sages refer to this as a kind of battle between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov, a battle between the evil inclination and the good inclination. They taught that each and every person has both of these impulses within them, and in order to work towards meaningful change, we must be able to subdue our most destructive impulses. Who is strong? One who is able to control his or her Yetzer Hara, his or her destructive impulse, said Ben Zoma in Pirkei Avot. And the Yetzer Hara manifests in different ways for each of us. Each one of us is uniquely provoked by challenges that are tailor-made to illuminate areas that we personally need to strengthen. Maybe we are impatient with our loved ones, raising our voices with them rather than leading with compassion. We want to improve and set our inner resolutions to change. The problem is that we frequently look for answers outside of ourselves that only distract us from the true work that we need to do. Judaism teaches us instead that we need to look at incorporating change into our lives as a personal practice. Be the change you want to see. We have to practice acting in ways that cohere with the trait we are hoping to embody. We read in the Talmud, Rabbi Meir said, a person is obligated to bless 100 blessings each and every day. While it might be natural for some of us to feel profoundly grateful with our lot, others might struggle with a nagging sense of dissatisfaction. With all of the things that we have to be grateful for, such as relationships, work, rest, community, material comforts, and even life itself, we might still find it difficult to truly tap into a lasting sense of gratitude for all that we have. The rabbis tell us to quite literally practice. Practice gratitude. Let's think about that. What would happen if we were really to say 100 blessings a day? This sounds like a great idea, but in reality, it can be difficult to find 100 things to feel grateful for each and every day. So maybe we should start with just 3 and be consistent about it. This could be transformative. Here are my 3. 1, thank you, God, for giving me life and health. 2, Thank you, God, for family and community. 3, thank you, God, for giving me the ability to change. What are your 3 blessings that you are grateful for? Can you meditate on these each and every day? When we focus on our blessings, we open ourselves to the possibility of feeling whole. We change our sensibility. It's what we mean when we use expressions like, "It makes all the difference," and "This changes everything." Nothing might be visibly changed, and yet there is a profound shift in understanding. There is a new internal perspective. Change is private. It's deep, and it's not instantly rewarded. It's introspective, and often happens in an incremental shift, which means that we have to be patient. That's really challenging for many of us. We need to adjust our expectations and enjoy the process, not just the result. Can you imagine if a flower had sensibilities and only felt successful once it bloomed? Before it blossoms, so much happens that we cannot see, from drinking up nutrients from the earth to going through photosynthesis. Transformation is a process. Moses had to implore Pharaoh to let the Israelites go 10 times. The Israelites had to spend 40 years in the desert to transition from having a slave mentality to understanding what it means to be a people who is free. Change is a process. If someone said to you, "Study Torah, it will change your life," you might open up a random page and take a look and say, "Huh, that's nice," but it might not have a profound effect on your life. You might even walk away largely unmoved. But the actual practice of studying this ancient and holy text over hours, days, weeks, months, years of your life leads to a shift within. It's taking the time to mine for gems and connection. It's doing the work rather than clicking a link of a list of 9 steps to getting what you want, getting thinner, getting richer. That's someone else's list. It's the one you create for yourself when immersing yourself in the ancient wisdom. In Pirkei Avot, we read that the study of Torah leads us to do the most highly valued good deeds. Torah can help inspire us to do the work of self-reflection and give us insight into who we want to be. We are in an important season in the Jewish calendar where we're within the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, a day of communal mourning and fasting as we remember the disasters that befell our people. This is a traditional time of soul searching. It's traditional to study Psalms in times of mourning, in looking for connection, support, but perhaps even more importantly, in garnering the strength and hope that it takes to work towards a better future. And ultimately, this internal work of striving to be our best helps to protect us when we're in difficult times. When times are rough, we need to be even more kind, even more compassionate, even more mindful, so that our personal work, in fact, becomes communal. Jewish mystics believe that positive actions in the world have a resonance that affect the balance of the entire system. Other traditions may refer to this as a kind of karma, but Judaism has a lot to say about this in its own language. We are like limbs of an entire body, each human being intimately related to and responsible for one another. Everything has resonance. We can't just close our eyes and turn off the news and shut down, even if we want to, because things are out of our control. We do have the ability to bring positivity into the world. It starts with us, and it does make a difference. May God bless us in our work towards changing for good. May God bless us as we work towards integrating within ourselves the change we wish to resonate into the world. Shabbat Shalom.